Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Often scientists have viewed predator-prey relationships as villain-victim ones. But as time has gone on, researchers have started to look at them as interactive pairs rather than two isolated entities. A common predatory species that makes many people cringe are venomous snakes. The feeling has always been that the adaptations in the snake's venom have been in response to the adaptations in their prey. As the prey becomes more immune to the snake's venom, then the snake has to change the makeup of its venom so that it can keep hunting that same prey. But now studies have shown that the changes in the venom are actually in response to the predators rather than prey. And in terms of who preys on venomous snakes, it's the lowly opossum. You know that small marsupial that you see lumbering down the highway sometimes, or unfortunately dead beside the road, or at least you think it's dead beside the road, but maybe it's just pretending to be dead. But it certainly doesn't look like the kind of animal that would take on a venomous snake, does it? But they can and they do. And scientists now believe the reason that the snake is changing its venom is to keep itself from being killed by the opossum. The pit viper venom keeps changing to keep up a strong defense instead of an offense. We're not just talking about the venom that the snake needs to capture its prey. We're also talking about the venom that the snake needs to protect itself from its own predators. Maybe I'm just strange, but I find that really interesting. I like it when we discover that things that we thought were true for so long, all of a sudden we discover that, whoa, it's exactly the opposite. The snakes aren't responding to the changes in their prey, they're responding to the changes in their predators. I can't help but admire both the opossums and the pit vipers for their incredible adaptability. Would we humans be able to adapt that fast? I honestly don't know. We're such an incredibly fragile species. Such an incredibly dependent species. Would we be able to do that? If we got put into a situation of Darwinian adapt or die, perhaps we would. I don't know. But this realization that animals are so capable of doing this, of adapting to the changes around them, I'm in awe of that. For sure, the next time I see an opossum, I'm going to look at that animal with more respect. Because that animal can do something that I can't do. And that's take on a venomous snake without worrying about the venom. I wouldn't even think of trying that.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katovaarts.com. www.katova.com.